Always do right. This will gratify some people and astonish the rest, said Mark Twain. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Always do right. This will gratify some people and astonish the rest. When Mark Twain made this comment, he was speaking to a society of people who sometimes were not doing right. They were living their lives in a rather a difficult way. They were living their lives without caring too much whether what they did was right or wrong. They merely wanted to come about with a conclusion that they wanted. And of course, this has not changed over the years. But he spoke out so truly, and he said, always do right. If we can always do right, we'll be so surprised at what we do. But now, what is right? That's always been a very confusing question for us and for everyone else. What is right? Is right to do whatever pleases you? Is right to do what you want to do regardless of what is a blessing or beneficial for others? Is right something that makes you happy? Is right something that might make another person not happy? When we're talking about right, we're talking about concepts that deal with the human personality. And we're talking about things that make us happy. Our slogan is, be yourself and have fun. In being yourself and having fun, you are doing those things which are beneficial to you, which make you happy and fulfill you. Now, obviously, in the universal matter of all, everything that makes us happy doesn't make another person happy, or doesn't make a group happy. If we, say, for instance, like beer, and another group does not like beer, and when we drink beer, we make them unhappy, what's our standard on this? Are we going to not drink beer because it makes other people unhappy? Are we going to go into a group of people and they're very unhappy with something and they're using every means at their disposal to dispose of a condition? And they tell lies and they tell stories and they give innuendos, all leading to a disastrous effect on the condition. And in doing this, are you going to join them and the result of the condition is something desirable, but are you going to join them in lying in the process of bringing about what might be considered good? If it is, that so-called good is going to have a negative foundation. It's going to have a bad foundation, something that is not going to be very beneficial. I think Mark Twain was very correct in doing this. He said, always do right. This will gratify some people and astound the rest. Now, why does he say astound the rest? I can understand that it would gratify some people, but it would astound the rest because everyone thinks that we are creatures of whatever is going to make us happy, and we will do anything we can to get there. We will lie and cheat and steal. We'll do anything that gets us to where we want to go. Now, if that is true, then yes, we would astound many people by not doing it. And of course, the truth is that the majority of the people in the universe, in the world, do not lie, cheat, or steal. The majority of the people in the world do not do unkind things to themselves or to others. The majority of the people in the world are people who live happily and go around always doing right. How do you know that, Herb? Well, I know that because when you look at the problems of the world, they are in the minority, and they are very few. And so therefore, the good things, which are very little written about, if at all, are in the majority. And when we say, always do right, these actions of doing right are not always recognized, they're not always understood, are not always seen. But the thing is, when we do them, and we always do right, we will satisfy and gratify ourselves, and that's all that matters at all. If someone is being maligned, and we stand up and say, "Now, just a minute, the things that you're saying about that person are not true. I don't know what you're driving at, what you want to do to that person, but the method you're going about it is not true. That person does not drink, that person does not carouse, that person does not steal, that person does not tell lies. Now, what is it you want against that person?" And so they come up with their tirade of what they want against that person, and it comes out that it really isn't that person, it's against the organization the person is working with, or it's against the people in the organization, and there's no one in the organization they can get to unless they can get to that one person. And you see, when you stand up and you ask the question, oftentimes people will say, "My goodness sakes, always do right. If we were to always do right, what would be the first thing that would go?" The first thing that would go would be our unreasonable anger, our unreasonable thinking, our unreasonable demands upon the world. That would be the first thing to go. And of course, there's not much else to go. When there is no anger, there is peace. And when there is peace, then we can always do right. And we'll find that everything works out harmoniously, joyfully, and wonderfully, as we always do right. Now, I know you would love to have had a few illustrations here, and illustrations come to mind, but illustrations are in the past, and we are doing our very utmost to live in the now, to do right in the now, always do right in the now. And whether we astound other people or we gratify other people is of little consequence for our reason for doing right. We do right because it makes us feel good, because it makes us feel that that's what we really want to do. Are you able to stand up and say with Mark Twain, "Always do right"? This will gratify some people and astound the rest. Think about that. Something quite important for you and me, quite important for us to realize and understand. As long as we judge people, as long as we go around being touched by what people are doing, as long as we are looking at the outer and complaining about it, then we are not always doing right. When we stop those things and we begin saying all is in divine order, all is right, then that is what we experience. And, you know, that's what life's all about. It's time for me to always do right. And because I always do right, I'm not always understood, but I always do right. And the only right that I can do is what I understand to be right. And that's not always understood by everyone. But everyone understands my motivation of doing right. I do right because it is right, not because it has an ulterior activity about it. Let's say that for each of us. I do right because it is right to do. Try it on. It's a wonderful way. Give it some thought and have fun with it today. I love you. I love you. I love you.